Carl Bloch, Reaching Toward Heaven. Through May 7, 2011, Brigham Young University Museum of Art is hosting Carl Bloch, The Master's Hand, an exhibit of Bloch's paintings and etchings. Admission is free, but visitors must register for tickets at carlbloch.byu.edu. 9 years in the making, the exhibit highlights four larger-than-life altarpieces of Christ from churches in Denmark and Sweden and one former altarpiece. This is the first time they have been shown together. In 1973, President Thomas S. Monson traveled to the Frederiksborg Castle in Hillerød, Denmark, to see 23 of Carl Bloch's paintings of the life of Christ. Don Fazy, curator of this exhibit, quotes President Monson as saying, "When I see a Carl Bloch painting, I feel the spirit of Jesus and his ministry comes alive. I want to follow his example, and as a result, the depiction becomes a vibrant lesson of life." Many Latter-day Saints feel the same. In Bloch's own time, art critic Carl Mattson said of him that he reached higher toward the great heaven of art than anyone else. And Bloch said of his work, "God helps me, and then I'm calm." Latter-day Saints first saw 16 of Bloch's paintings of the Savior in full color in the November 1962 Improvement Era. Today, copies of Bloch's paintings of Christ hang in LDS temples, meeting houses, visitor centers, and also appear in church magazines, manuals, and other materials. Bloch's works illuminate the life and mission of the Savior with extraordinary power and insight, says Campbell Gray, director of the BYU Museum. His paintings affirm Christ's mission of salvation. The following is a listing of the exhibition pieces. The Doubting Thomas, 1881, courtesy of Uger Luce Kirk, Uger Luce, Denmark. This altarpiece is based on John chapter 20, verse 25, when Thomas said, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." Christ Healing the Sick at Bethesda, 1883. This former altarpiece depicts the scene described in the fifth chapter of John. Jesus saith unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." John chapter 5, verse 8. In September 2001, Brigham Young University acquired this painting from Bethesda Danks Indre Mission in Copenhagen. Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, 1878 through 1879, courtesy of Sankt Hans Kirk, Odense, Denmark. J.M. Todd wrote, "In Carl Bloch's work we see the spirit of that which John the Beloved wrote of Jesus. In him was life, and the life was the light of men." John chapter 1, verse 4. The Daughter of Jairus, 1863, courtesy of Statens Museum for Kunst Copenhagen, SMK Photo. When Jesus learned that Jairus' daughter was dead, he said, "Be not afraid, only believe." At her home he said, "The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth." Then he took the hand of the 12-year-old girl and said, "Arise," and she arose. See Mark chapter 5, verse 36, verse 39, and verses 41 through 42. Christus Consolator, 1881, courtesy of Sophia Albertina Kirke, Landskrona Parish, Church of Sweden. It was Bloch's tender and sensitive soul that defined his ability to portray the plights of others with kind consideration, says Don Fazy, and his deep-seated faith that enabled him to render compelling images of the Savior with devotion and love. Christ Blessing the Little Child, 1873, courtesy of Sankt Nikolai Kirk, Højbæk, Denmark. Bloch's powerful use of light and shadow, his accurate draftsmanship, and the all-but-perfect structural qualities of his figures gives a highly realistic quality to his paintings, wrote Doyle Green. Carl Heinrich Bloch, Self-Portrait, 1886. Born in 1834 in Copenhagen, Denmark. At 15, admitted to the Royal Danish Academy of Fine Arts. At 25, received a travel scholarship to Rome, where he painted his first masterpiece, The Liberation of Prometheus. At 31, commissioned to create 23 paintings for the King's Oratory Chapel at Friedrichsburg Castle, which took him 14 years to complete. At 34, married Alma Trepka while in Rome. The happy and prosperous couple had 8 children. Commissioned to paint 8 large-scale altarpieces. Died in 1890, leaving behind more than 250 paintings and 75 etchings. End of the article, Carl Bloch, Reaching Toward Heaven.